欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Today, we are looking at the first of two parts of our in-depth learning, and we're talking about breaking gender stereotypes.
I like this article.
Mm-hmm. If we are talking about gender, that's talking about masculine and feminine, men and women, and a gender stereotype is what people are believed traditionally to do within their role. So women are expected to make babies and stay at home and look after the babies. Men are expected to go to work and earn money and protect the family.
Mm-hmm.
If we're breaking gender stereotypes, that means the men have the babies and the women...
Oh, really?
Okay, men cannot have babies.
Oh.
But perhaps men do jobs which are traditionally women's jobs. Women do jobs that are traditionally men's job. Women go out to work more. So we're trying to change these stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 所以呢，今天我们的知识放大镜呢，要来谈到的是两性工作新选择。但是其实这个 English 的 title 下的不错啊，它 breaking 的意思就是打破。打破什么呢？ Gender 这边是性别的意思，那么 stereotype 是一个很好的字，大家学起来叫做刻板印象。所以打破性别的刻板印象，那么当然就是两性在很多事情上面可以有不同的选择。好，所以刚刚 Amanda 老师解释得很清楚了，我们来看看今天的内容。
Okay, let's have a look at
Building your vocabulary.
The first word is typical. Typical.
典型的。
Those are typical interview questions.
What is your previous experience? How long do you want to work here? What do you see yourself doing in 5 years?
Will you go out with me after the interview?
No. The first three are typical. The fourth one should not be asked.
That's right.
And our next one is expect. Expect.
期待盼望。
I expect you to be here on time. Don't be late.
And if you are, prepare to defend yourself.
Good one, Steve.
Defend. Defend.
保卫保护。
Many people joined the march to defend their freedom of speech.
And we also have three
phrases for learning.
Number one is bring home the bacon. Bring home the bacon.
赚钱养家。
Who brings home the bacon in your family? Well, you see, I live by myself, other than my pets, and they don't make any money, so I bring home the bacon.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
My pets like bacon.
Yes, mine too.
You know, this reminds me of an old perfume commercial.
Uh-huh.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Something, I'm an all-natural woman, Anjali, something like that.
I must have missed that commercial, but it was fun watching you sing it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Take over. Take over.
接管
After Edward quit, Doris took over his work.Poor Doris.
Yeah, poor hard-working Doris. And number three, go by. Go by.
过去
Time went by quickly, and the little girl has turned into a beautiful woman. They're talking about you, Lori. That's nice.
But I'm old now.
Yeah, time really seems to go by fast when you're having fun.
Indeed it does. Let's move on to our three extra words.Number one is stereotype. Stereotype.
刻板印象或陈规。
Number two is gender. Gender.
性别。
Number three is profession. Profession.
职业。
All right, let's have a look at the first paragraph of Breaking Gender Stereotypes.
Years ago, the roles of men and women were very typical. Men were supposed to bring home the bacon. They would go to work and earn money for their loved ones. During this time, some men would also leave their families in times of war. There were very few jobs and opportunities available for women. Most of them would take over the housework and look after the children because they were expected to stay at home.
That's right. So this is what it was like in years gone by.
That's true.
Even my mom. Mm-hmm. My mother was a very stereotypical stay-at-home housewife.
Me too, my mom.
Okay, let's have a closer look. Years ago, so a long time ago, the roles of men and women. Now, often when you talk about a role, it's in a play
a
movie. But here we're talking about the normal things that most men and women were expected to do. Well, they were very typical. Something that is typical is common. It's not a surprise.
Okay, 所以一开始我们来看到他说呢，在多年以前，哦，我们也可以讲成在过去呢，男生跟女生或男性跟女性的角色，哦，都是非常非常的典型的。那么所以这边刚刚 Amanda 老师有解释，一般我们讲到 role 可能是指你在舞台上的角色或电影里面演的角色，但这里指的就是你该负责的，你被期待的要做的事情。哦，那这里的 men 跟 women 都是 plural， 要小心。
Men were supposed to bring home the bacon. So men, guys, the males were supposed to bring home the bacon. They were supposed to make the money for their family. They would go to work and they would earn the money for their loved ones, for their families.
That's right. 所以这边讲到了男人的角色那是什么呢、啊、通常是 be supposed to, 就是应该要、啊、应该要怎么样呢带bacon 回家，那什么意思呢？就是赚钱回来，让家里的人可以吃饱。所以呢，这里的 they again 就是 men 呢，他们就必须要去上班，然后呢赚钱，这个 earn 就是赚钱来回来给他们这个、家人亲人。
The reason we say bring home the bacon is because you know it was the man's place at that time to make money to buy or provide meat for his family.
Okay.
To provide food. So it was his job to bring home the bacon.
And the bacon symbolizes
meat.
Food.
Meat.
I actually think this goes back to thousands of years ago when the men were the hunters. They would hunt the animals and the women would stay closer to their camp or their cave, whatever, look after the babies and do chores around the tent or the cave.
Okay, 所以呢，这边再次两个老师也补充到啊，为什么用培根来当做那个钱的 symbol 呢？是因为以前啊，这个打猎的时期的时候，那么其实男人就是去狩猎，然后带回来那些肉啊，那些 meat 就是大家的食物啊，所以他是用这样的一个方式来做这个片语的。Okay,
and the next sentence: During this time, so in these years, some men would also leave their families.In times of war, the men wouldn't run away, but they would have to become soldiers and go and fight for their country or fight for their king. They would have to protect their country. So they would leave their families maybe for a few months, maybe for a year, maybe for a few years in times of war, when there was a war.
That's right.所以接下来讲到了啊 ,during this time, 在这一段时期呢啊就是这个男女角色都很典型的这段时期呢有些男人呢他们也必须要离开家 ,leave their families, 在什么时候呢 ?in times of wars, 就是我们 war, 我们刚刚讲的战争时期要离家去打仗。
There were very few jobs and opportunities available for women. So, during this time, there were not many jobs for women to take, for women to do.There were not many opportunities or not many chances for women to get into the workplace.
That's right, okay? 那么在这样的一个时候呢当时 there were 就是有什么呢 very few, 这里说的 few 就变成是几乎没有很少、啊、因为 a few 是一些可是如果只有 few, 那其实就是非常少的、啊、所以呢在当时很少有工作的机会、啊、可以给这个女性所以呢他们很难去职场就业。
Most of them would take over the housework and look after the children because they were expected to stay at home.
Okay.
So most of them, most of these women would take over, would do the housework, would keep the house clean and look after the children, take care of the children because they were expected to. It was like they had to stay at home. Now, I've got an interesting example. About 25 years ago, my mother, 30 years ago, wanted to get a part-time job. And so she found one. So she left for work after we had all gone to school and was home in the afternoon before we got home from school. And she worked Monday through Friday in the mornings. Her neighbors in the place where we lived, the other ladies of the neighborhood, thought she was being a bad mother by leaving and going out to work. You know, how can you look after the house and get everything ready for your husband for when he gets home and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, no one was home anyway. How much housework does anyone want to do? But, I mean, this was really real. 30 years ago, she was expected to stay at home, even after all the children were at school.
And about the only respectable female positions in the workplace at that time were teachers.
Or nurses.
Or nurses, yeah.
OK, 所以很可怜哦，那个时候哦，刚刚呢 ，Amanda 老师讲到说，30年前她的妈妈会在小孩子全部去学校，家里都已经没半个人了哦，她只不过去接个上午的 part-time 的 job， 但是呢，也会被这个街坊邻居讲成说，哦，这真是一个很不好的妈妈哦，她这样怎么能够好好的照顾家里的？那么刚刚呢 ，Steve 老师也补充，当时唯一会被尊敬的女生的工作只有老师或者是护士、哦、其他都会被讲得很难听、哦、所以蛮可怜的。OK， 那我们来看看这个最后一句，所以刚刚就讲到了啊、哦，他们呢大部分的人呢都会，这个大部分就是指那些 women 会 take over， 会接管整个家里的家务事，而且照顾孩子们。为什么呢？因为他们还是被期待要留在家里。好，所以先生虽然不在了，但人家还是不希望你跑出去工作。
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the rest of the story. Hi, and welcome back to Enjoy English. We're looking at the first part of our in-depth learning for Monday, the 14th of May. As the years have gone by,Many things have changed. Nowadays, plenty of women work and have successful careers. The traditional stereotype of a woman at work in her home is gone. Women are also breaking gender stereotypes with their job choices. There are many women working in what used to be traditional male professions. Examples of this would be the police officers and the soldiers in the army. Not only are they popular choices for men,but for modern women as well. Women now have the ability to fight crime and defend their countries in war.
That's a good news.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away, Teacher Steve.
As the years have gone by, many things have changed. So as time has passed, many things have changed. Many things are not the same. Nowadays, or in these days, in modern times,Plenty of women, many, lots of
That's right.
women work and have successful careers.
For example, Teacher Lori.
And Teacher Amanda.
Dun, dun.
We are not saying that Teacher Steve is not successful. Okay?
Oh, I realize that. I almost said, and me, but I'm not a female.
You're not a woman, honey bun.
No.
Okay, so let me start translating the first sentence.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, 所以呢，接下来第二段一开头讲到，随着时间过去，这里的 years 你可以把它换成是 times 啊、哦。随着时间过去呢，那么许多的事情也都会改变，已经改变了，所以这里的 have changed 一个这个以现在完成式啊、哦。那么今天 nowadays 或者是刚刚Steve 老师讲到的。In these days, 或是
modern times,
都可以哦，都是现在呢，许许多多的女性，所以 plenty of 就等于 a lot of 啊，她们都工作，而且呢，还有着成功的事业。好，所以不是只是工作而已，而且她们都很成功。
The traditional stereotype of a woman at work in her home is gone. So this traditional view that we saw in the first paragraph of a woman staying at home all day is gone.However, it's not entirely gone.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of friends who are housewives. They've got, you know, little children. There is nothing wrong with being a housewife. Some people would be like, ew, you're just a housewife. There's nothing wrong with it. And if you can afford it,
yeah,
if your husband, you know, can earn enough to support you guys,
yeah,
it's a great thing to do, too. It's everyone's choice to do what they want.
Actually, yes, I think this is what the whole issue is about. It's not about saying, you can't do this, you can do this. It's about giving you the choice to do it if you want to.
That's very important. Okay? 所以接下来讲到了传统的刻板印象呢、就是对于女性来讲 of a woman, 就是对于一个妇女来说传统的刻板印象呢、就是这个、她呢应该要在这个家里面工作、这个呢 is gone, 已经不见了 OK? 已经不再有存在了。那么刚刚呢两个老师补充到其实规定谁做什么或谁不能做什么这种刻板印象是不对的。哦、那正确的应该是你有那个选择的自由。OK? 所以呢你有那个 freedom to choose, 而不是说、男生就一定要留在哪里或女生一定要留在哪里。OK?
Women are also breaking gender stereotypes with their job choices. So women...Not only do they have more choices now, they are working, they have successful careers, but they are also breaking gender stereotypes. They're changing, or...
They've got more choice. It's no longer you can be a teacher, or you can be a nurse.
Yeah.
You can be a doctor, you can be a scientist, you can be a bus driver, you can be a teacher, you can still be a teacher.
You can be a soldier now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can become president.
Which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're breaking gender stereotypes with their job choices.
Very good.
With the choices they make of work.
好所以一开始前面的时候讲到说女生已经不必要 stay at home 了。And second, 他讲到说他们同时打破性别传统的方法是什么呢用他们所选择的工作。所以刚刚讲到工作选择不会只有那几种了而是全部都越来越多了。Okay?
There are many women working.In what used to be traditional male professions. So a traditional male profession might be baker, banker, doctor, engineer,
lawyer?
Scientist, lawyer. All these jobs that 60 years ago, there was only men doing this work. Well, now there's many women working in these jobs. It's no longer assumed that it's only for men.
Yeah, okay. 所以接下来更进一步讲到有许多的女性呢现在工作的都是 what used to be 那些曾经是传统男性专属的职业 professions 这里是指职业、哦、不是那个专门的意思是指职业那么刚刚梅老师举了很多种在以前的话都是认为只有男性才能够升任的
Examples and Amanda just gave some
Yep
of thisBreaking gender stereotypes would be the police officers and the soldiers in the army.
Okay.
So, these are some that we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So being a police officer is a job that women do now.
That traditionally
was only for men.
Right.
Yeah.
And also soldiers. I must admit, for me, because I'm, you know, in my 40s now, I'm still kind of surprised when I read a story about a woman soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's right. Women are soldiers, too, and go and fight in the war.
Yeah, now they fight. They're not just nurses or people who work in the office.
Yep. They really fight.
Yeah.
They fight.
Mm. I'm like, wow, did you really want to do this job? Yeesh, I wouldn't want to be a soldier.
Mm. No, I wouldn't either.
OK, 好所以我们这边都是胆小鬼哦啊也不是啦 ,OK, 所以呢接下来讲到了啊 ,examples 就是像这样子的例子什么呢啊就是以前传统是男性专属但现在也有女性开始从事的职业呢啊举个例子 ,would be, 啊比方说是这个警察好像有女警察以及呢军队里面的军人啊那当然也有女的军人了。
Not only are they popular choices for men,So these positions of police officers and soldiers and things like this, but they are now becoming popular choices for modern women, for women nowadays as well, also.
Okay, 好所以接下来讲到了不只是 not only, but 就是不只是怎么样而且啊所以呢不 不只是呢这个are they, 这个 they 就是指我们刚刚讲的这些职业的选择呢，它不仅是男性的热门选项 popular choices for men, 就是这些职业不仅是男人很喜欢选的啊、but 也是呢现代女性非常喜欢选的职业选项，这里的 as well 就是也的意思。
Women now have the ability to fight crime and defend their countries in war.
Yeah!
Exactly.
I was thinking of doing that.
Of becoming a soldier?
I beat you. No, of going,
yeah! I'm faster.
Okay, when we're talking about fighting crime, it means that you're a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
You work with the law enforcement.
Or you're Batwoman.
Or you're Batwoman, exactly. And if you defend your country in
Catgirl.
War...You two stop it. If you defend your country in war, it means that you're a soldier. You're fighting for your country.
Okay. 然后呢最后就讲到了啊现在的女性呢已经有能力干嘛 ?To, 后面接两个事情可以去打击犯罪那就是警察以及呢保护他们的国家在战争的时期那指的当然就是女性的 soldier 了。
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, many people, you know, really look down. It's really funny. Women wanted to get out of the home and have the choice to work and do these things. And this is actually a very sensitive subject with many people.
That's true.
But I have to say that I completely agree with women having the choice to do whatever kind of job or work that they think they would enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to stand up for housewives. It's, my mother was an incredible mother. You know, she made our house really a home. And she worked very hard. You know, who says that women didn't work? They cleaned, they took care of the children. And honestly, I don't think my father could have done that.
And also, I mean, when I was growing up, my mother had a vegetable garden, and she had different kinds of fruit growing,
mm-hmm.
as well as lovely flower patches, flower gardens. So she was busy. She raised a lot of the vegetables and fruit that we ate in the summer and fall. And so that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
There was four kids.
It's a lot of work.
And we all did soccer. We had music lessons and so on. She was busy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what? There's people saying that,If we are supposed to pay a housewife, a full-time housewife, we'll have to pay a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
所以各位同学 be nice to your moms, okay? 他们很辛苦的。
Yeah, and there are many psychologists、
uh-huh.
and sociologists now that are saying really many problems in society now are due to the family breaking up.
That's right.
Because...
Everyone's too busy.
Everyone's too busy. Mothers are not teaching their children. They're not keeping the families together.
Yeah.
And that was traditionally, you know, what mothers did best.
That's true.
I mean, really, my mother has kept our family
together.
She made Christmases a wonderful family affair.
Mm-hmm.
She made family dinners special.
Yeah.
She made our house a home.
Yeah.
And my dad is a great guy and everything, but...I think that there are many things about my growing up, about my attitudes,、
mm.
my feelings, and me being, you know, a somewhat mentally stable and healthy person, I think I really owe to my mother.
Very good. Very well said. Okay. 所以你看各位同学一个妈妈的重要性其实原来有这么的大、哦、那么刚刚 Steve 老师讲到两个字 Maybe we can spell for the students.
Okay.、
The first one is psychologist.
P-S-Y...Psychologist, psychologist.
这个是心理学家。那么第二个字是社会学家 ,sociologist.
S-O-C-I-O-L-O-G-I-S-T, sociologist.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Join us again tomorrow when we will look at the second part of Breaking Gender Stereotypes and find out what the future holds. Okay, until tomorrow.I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Bye!
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源。 最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。